WBT, a radio.com station.
You always know when you listen to Bo. This is the Bo Thompson Morning Show on WBT.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:21 on News Talk 1110-993 WBT on this Monday, November 16th. I want to shine a little light on something that happened late last week. Very pleased to announce that the Assistance League of Charlotte selected to receive the 2020 Outstanding Philanthropic Organization Award by the Association of Fundraising Professionals, the North Carolina Charlotte chapter. And I want to bring on the WBT hotline the president of the Assistance League of Charlotte, Mary Lou Gergerich. Mary Lou, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you
being on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have been out to the Assistance League of Charlotte for Media Day many times over the years, and this is a great award to win for a local establishment like yours. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the organization, a little bit about the award, and congratulate you too.
Well, thank you very much. We're very honored to have received this. We're a member volunteer organization, and all of our members work towards developing programs for support of children in the community here in Charlotte-Mecklenburg area. We raise the funds for the programs, we develop the programs, and we work the programs. And we have been so pleased to be able to get this recognition for the work that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our programs, our biggest one is called Operation School Bell, and this provides clothing for children, new school clothing for children who attend schools in high poverty areas in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area. We also have an Operation Check Hunger that provides mobile pantries at schools. We provide scholarships for college students. And we also have one thing that we're very proud of, our Mecklenburg County Teen Court that we run. It's celebrating 25 years of being a very successful program in diversionary options for young people who have committed a misdemeanor.
Now, I know that this year, just like many organizations similar to yours, it's been a tough year to navigate through all this COVID-19 with requirements and the stipulations about what you can and can't do. The one thing that remains constant, though, is the need is obviously there in the community and probably greater than it ever has been. So how have you had to pivot and maneuver during all of this?
Well, we certainly have had to pivot, but we do pride ourselves in being flexible, and because we do develop our own programs and run them ourselves, we're able to do that. We are now, instead of having children come to our center to be fitted for new school clothing, we have the counselors come to the center. They come with a list of students that they know need the help. They get the clothing from us, and then they distribute it to the children. So that eliminates us having to be, with the kids in a small area.
Mm-hmm.
Our Operation Check Hunger program, where people would come and we had a big pantry set up at the school and they could come through and pick out items for of food. Now what we do is we pre-box the food and meet them at the schools, and they just drive up and we put that in the car. So it's been a matter of adapting to the circumstances and putting safety first, and we've had good success doing that. Our biggest fundraiser, of course, is our thrift shop.
Right.
And that provides about 64% of our budget. That we had to close down for a while, but we did a lot of study and came up with safety protocols. We were able to reopen in June, and we have been very happy with the result. Everybody has been cooperative in wearing masks and following the safety protocols, and we have enjoyed seeing our customers again, and they have certainly enjoyed being back at their favorite thrift shop.
Well, Mary Lou, remind our listeners where that thrift shop is and how they can best contribute and help out during this most unusual year of 2020.
Okay. The thrift shop is located at 3405 South Tryon Street. And it is open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 3. We accept donations only on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They can drive up and leave things at the door on Saturdays. And we have limited some of our previous donations that we would accept. We're not taking real big furniture and things right now, just storage limitations and that kind of thing.
Is there a type of thing that is in particular need because of this year, or are there things that you always ask for that you don't have enough of?
Well, you know, everything, people love everything we have in the store.
Yeah.
Our biggest sellers, of course, are clothing, and housewares is also a really big one. And that one, I would say, we do often think, wow, you know, we're going through this stuff pretty fast. It keeps coming in, but we can always use more houseware items. So that would be the biggie right there.
So for more information, assistanceleague.org/Charlotte, that's still the address?
Yes, it is.
Well, Mary Lou Gergerich, I appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on the award. Again, the 2020 Outstanding Philanthropic Organization Award, and well-deserved. Like I said, I've been out there many times, and it's great work that you all do. And, of course, this year is been so unusual. We want to ask people and implore people to do what they always do. Just everybody's got to do it in a different way to make sure everybody stays safe. But the work goes on. So thank you so much this morning.
Thank you. We are very, very honored to have received that award.